Welcome to Naked Accounting. I'm Agnes Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
So today, if anyone is curious about this very raspy, sexy voice that I've got going on, it's because we actually tried to postpone our recording because Leon had a very sexy, raspy, near-death voice last week.
Listen, it was not at all sexy. It was the horriblest voice, horriblest feeling I've had in a long time.
You see, I feel like we should have just recorded last week instead.
No. It was really, really, really bad.
So luck happens that Leon sounds just fine, and I'm the one now who's got a sore throat.
She's lying. She doesn't have a sore throat. She's just got two fingers up her nose.
Wouldn't that make me a nasally voice, Leon?
Well, you sound weird anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
Shut up. How did you get sick anyways? When did you get sick?
I don't know. I blame salsa people.
Well, you know, there are many ways to get sick, right? And let's be mindful of how we're blaming them. And maybe you want to be a little bit more specific.
No, I don't know what it is, but there's... There's definitely a violent flu going around right now, and it just knocked me out. I haven't been so sick in a long time, really. I haven't been confined to my bed for years.
Wow.
You know, and it was just like something that was, it just came over all of a sudden. I was in London last week for SOS, for the new opening of our party, and it just kind of hit me that I wasn't feeling so good. And then I came back to Paris, and it was just like the journey back to Paris was one of the worst journeys I've had in my life.
Oh, that sucks.
There was one point I was sitting on a bus, and I just felt this feeling that I wanted to vomit.
Oh.
And I had this bottle. And I managed to contain it all in this bottle. And I don't think anybody heard me.
Wait. What do you mean you managed to contain it in a bottle? You actually vomited into a bottle?
I vomited into a bottle. It's one of those bottles with a slightly larger top than usual.
Wow.
So it's not like the regular standard size. It was slightly above.
So okay, I got so many questions. How did you even vomit into, like... Usually, if I think of vomiting, it is, you know, you heave whatever is in your stomach and then you just open your mouth out and it just, you know, comes out. Like, how are you controlling it to put it into a small hole of a bottle?
Well, you know, I was brought up well and I was taught how to vomit.
Classy, no, are you?
It was like, you know, imagine a trumpeter.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing into his trumpet, and it was like that. But
instead of blowing into a trumpet, he's vomiting.
I pursed my lips, and I got everything in the bottle. But the problem was the air, because my lips and the bottle had made like a vacuum. So at one point there was a noise. But I don't think anybody heard me or saw me.
I'm sure they heard you, because, dude, if you made that sound on a bus, I would hear you.
I don't know. I kind of hid my. I could feel it coming, and I kind of hid myself on it. You know, hopefully.
And then you looked around suspiciously at everybody else.
I did.
Like, who made that sound?
Somebody farting on a plane. Like, you know, you look around. That's exactly what I did, and I hope I'm trying to convince myself that nobody noticed, so it's all good.
That's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah,
is all
it
I
was
gotta
bad,
say.
But really, it knocked me out for six. I couldn't dance. I had to rehearse this week, and the first day I went into rehearsal, we had to create this piece. So luckily, my mind is fine, so I managed to finish the routine, but without doing too much physically.
Right. Did you have any issues with it when you were at your SOS party? Because you were sick there, right?
Yeah. It was just the beginning, so it wasn't so bad. But I had one dance. And there was one woman that got mad because she asked me to dance. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm sick. And she gave me the dirtiest look.
Yeah, because everyone knows you're sick in your head, Leon.
Yeah, oh.
That's really not an excuse. And you're probably smiling with that big cheesy grin of yours too.
I hope, which doesn't help. I hope she's looking. I hope she's listening to this podcast. I don't know your name, but I was sick.
Well, Lydia, whoever you are, I cannot promise you that he was sick because I never spoke to him. So it could have just been a lie.
You did speak to me, but via WhatsApp.
I did not. Exactly.
Via WhatsApp. My word is my bond.
How many times have you sent a text saying you're sick to get out of something, Leon? Don't you dare lie and say it was none.
That's why I got fired from my first and only ever job.
Well, you know, it's crazy because there was another event, too, that had recently passed. And a few of my friends went there from different parts of the world. And everyone I spoke to after that event was sick. It's crazy, like how salsa dancing or any partner dance, right? I mean, especially people who are dancing, they're coughing into their hands or they're using the bathroom. They're not washing their hands. They come back on the dance floor. They ask you to dance. Then they spend all that time touching your hands and then you don't even realize and you wipe your face or shake somebody else's hand to say hi. And before you know it, you've got this event of 1,000 people and everyone's got that one flu. That one person that was sick is like, welcome to my world.
Actually, it reminds me now, I remember seeing this lady in the middle of my class sneeze in her hand, wipe it on her pants, and then carry on dancing.
You know what I don't understand is why sneeze in your hand? Why can't you sneeze into your like elbow pit or like into your arm? Like, why would you sneeze into your hands? Like, there are people that have actually done that and then gone to shake my hand. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, you think, did you? I was right here. I was right next to you when you did that. Yeah, I'm not shaking your hand. And then sure enough, at some later point, I say, you know, a high five. We have what's up to the same person, forgetting that they did that before.
Well, that's actually my joke. When I say to everybody, high five, change partners, I say, share the microbes.
Share the microbes. This episode, I think we should call it Don't Share the Love.
There you go. That is something that we all need to pay attention. This is a serious thing, man. I was sick. I look, you know, I'm Superman. I don't get sick.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. I thought we were going to have a realistic chat today, but I guess not.
I am Superman. I don't get sick. It was bad, man. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go wash your hands, do something.
But not only that, I also think that sometimes, and even I'm guilty of it, where I feel really sick and I'm like, I should dance it off. I should go and, you know, sweat it out. And
it's your fault.
It probably is at some point.
It somehow got from New York, got over to Europe, and it's come from, it's the Magna strain.
Well, you know, either that or we do what like a lot of the Asian tourists do, right? They wear those masks.
Oh my God. You know, the first time I saw one of those tourists come over here and they had the mask, I got so offended. I thought, do we smell? What's going on? You don't want to catch something?
Me too.
And then actually I realized when I was over in, I think it was in China for the first time. And I asked somebody like, why are you wearing the mask during my class? And they, you know, everybody said it was because he's sick. And I was like, oh my God, that makes sense now.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I think it would help our community greatly if everyone who was sick, if they really did intend to show up and sweat it out like I sometimes do, wears a mask. So yeah, it's a good way to protect the scene. But aside from that, if you can't do that, at least wash your hands.
Yes, don't sneeze in your, don't cough,
don't cough in your hands.
In your, oh my God, stop it. I swear, the next person I see do that, I'm going to slap them in their forehead and wash my hands afterwards.
That sounds like a great idea. I think I'm going to follow suit and I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Let's all do it. Let's all do it. Just everyone just slap people in the foreheads.
Start a trend. On that note, guys, if you are sick, yes, it is flu season. It's winter. Everyone gets sick. Please, please, please be considerate of your fellow dancers. Everyone has a lot of other things to do after that party's over, like a job, rehearsals, training, just getting around day to day. So if you are sick, maybe don't come out. And if you are insisting on coming out, then, you know, don't cough in your hands, don't sneeze in your hands, or wear a mask.
also, ladies and gentlemen, that's one thing you do not want to share is your sickness. But please do share our podcast. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, anybody and everybody that we are here, Naked and Counting. We're on iTunes, on SoundCloud. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. And we are literally everywhere, too. Until next time, ciao.
Bye-bye.